This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live, we're at Anarchapulco 2018 with bonus interviews here because there's just so many interesting people around at this just absolutely amazing event right on the ocean. I haven't even mentioned where we are yet. We've just been just distracted talking with people. We're at the Princess Resort here in Acapulco, Mexico, literally right on the beach, and the crowd has been fantastic. Approximately 1,600 to 1,700 attendees. Tickets completely sold out, and as I understand it, the tickets for 2019 are on sale as of the end of Anarchapulco.
Right now.
And I was told they're going to somehow restrict sales for some period of time to just the attendees of this year to make sure everybody has a chance to get another year's worth of tickets. So go to anarchapulco.com to check that out. So this morning I was riding out this direction towards the hotel because we're staying in a different hotel with some of the speakers and folks like that. And one of the speakers from the conference, who I've never had a chance to meet, is Sasha Daygame. Sasha, welcome to Free Talk Live.
Great to be here.
You've done a lot of interesting things. You started on YouTube several years back with a channel about picking up women, right?
That's right.
Tell me about, you know, where you were back then and how you ended up doing a now apparently a spiritual podcast that we'll end up talking about here in moments.
Sure, sure. Well, like many guys out there, I found myself quite lost because I didn't really have any male role models at all. My father ran away when I was 3. My mother was frankly crazy. Like she had, you know, she had a lot of pain and she didn't really process it in her life. So I really got a lot of abuse as a child, so I really had no self-confidence. I didn't really feel good about myself. There's no reason I would. You know, I was a super needy kid. Mm. And as I grew up, you know, I did certain things to try and overcome that. So I got into stand-up comedy when I was 17, eventually became a professional stand-up comic. But even doing stand-up comedy in my 20s, I wasn't coming from a place of self-love. I was doing even comedy so that the audience would laugh at my jokes and give me love.
Right, but you couldn't fill the hole.
I couldn't fill the hole, that's right. And many people try and fill that hole in many ways in life. For me, it was stand-up comedy. And even though I was in my 20s and I was already a professional comedian, you know, I'd opened up for some big names and such, I was super needy when it came to chicks. I mean, I was that guy. I was that super nice guy, you know, saying things like, oh, if I just could get a girlfriend, I'd buy her flowers and get her chocolate. I was so needy, clueless, like a really sweet, nice guy with absolutely no idea, no idea. And so, of course, you know, I started looking at this whole pickup thing, and they were teaching all the stuff that really was inauthentic, you know, like you have to say these lines.
Some lines.
Pickup lines, you get stories, and, you know, pretend that you have lots of money, like all this fake stuff.
Series of words.
Horrible, horrible, like really, really not good. And something inside of me was just like, this is wrong. This is wrong. I don't need to do this. This is a bunch of BS. And I did something that at the time was
just
great.
Out of curiosity,
yeah, sure.
When you were doing those lines and words and the scripts and all that stuff, what was your strikeout ratio? Because I say that the country song that says 9 out of 10 times you strike out is true for, and I don't care who you are.
Yeah. Yeah, to this day I'd say it's true. It was a lot of failure. And the worst thing when you're failing, trying to hook up with girls, when you're being someone else, you're being inauthentic, so you hate yourself, but you're not even being. They're not even rejecting you. They're rejecting
the other guy that
you've created, and then you feel horrible, and you're not even.
But when you're successful,
horrible.
They have again not accepted you. They've accepted somebody who's not you.
Exactly.
You must have had feedback,
a feedback loop coming in from, you know, viewers and subscribers or whatever, saying you're doing the right thing. They're giving you money. You're making money off of views on YouTube. What? How did you end up coming to the conclusion that this was inauthentic, and, you know, coming to that internal realization? Or
so what happened was I just hated bars and clubs and getting guys basically go out and get girls drunk. Hook up with them, and then of course the girl discovers this guy's an a-hole or whatever, and they
sounds awful.
It's horrible. So I didn't go down that route, thank God. I tried that for like a year and a bit, and I was like, you know what, this isn't for me. And I went out on the street and I decided, you know what, I'm a comic. I have balls to, you know, to go out and talk to 1,000 people, no problem. So I thought, all right, I'm just gonna come up to girls and be honest. I'm gonna walk up to beautiful girls and say, hey, you know what, this is gonna seem random, but you're beautiful. I just want to say hi. I can, you know, talk to her for a bit, try and get her number, take her up for a coffee. That's it.
Yep.
And it worked.
It seems like it would work.
I mean, I couldn't believe it worked. Girls, some girls would say no, but even the girls that said no were very happy that I authentically just told them they were beautiful.
Yep.
And some girls would be like, yeah, cool, let's get a juice right now. So I ended up within months.
Wouldn't
starting
most
this,
of them say I have a boyfriend? I mean,
many do. Okay. And it was 9 out of 10 said no. Absolutely.
Yeah.
9 out of 10, they don't like you. They have a boyfriend. They're taking millions of rims. But once in a while, you meet a girl who's like, yeah, you seem like a normal dude. Like, yeah, let's get it. No big deal.
There's only a few things that are essentially rating in their mind. You know, how much time do I have? How good does this person look? You know, the same things that we all are. Do I have a commitment that, you know, commitments that make this unacceptable? A few things. It's coffee, right? What's the big deal?
Sure, sure. It's not a big deal. And that's the thing. And guys have this huge thing, and society puts so much pressure on us. You got to be perfect. If you get rejected, you're a big loser. I mean, we're not trained as men. We don't have an initiation ritual anymore as men where we learn that it's okay to try and succeed, and it's okay to fail, and it's okay to get back up. We don't have that. So men are terrified of expressing themselves authentically in any way. They're terrified of expressing their sexuality because we're trained that you're a horrible person. How dare you be sexual? Respect women. It's like, you know, things have gotten out of control.
Women are sexual too.
Women love sex more than us.
Yeah, that's what I think.
About the same.
Guess what? More than us, in my experience. They go nuts.
Mine too.
Yeah, so he knows what's up.
If I could give advice to the young men out there as far as pickups go, here's my advice. Look people in the eye and use, when you're first doing an introduction, use your lowest voice you have. Not a new lower voice than your voice, but your lowest voice that you have. And just, you know, it gives a little bit of command, it gives a little bit of control, and I think that's all you need. And comb your hair, for God's sake.
Do the big, wash your armpits, brush your
teeth. Those things are good.
Don't be on crystal meth.
Those are really
meth.
Good. Well,
But it just came down to, you know, I just got more and more comfortable throughout the years just being myself and just saying, hey, you're being, that's it. And it was amazing. Within 3-4...
Were you still making videos at that time?
Around the time I actually just started getting comfortable just talking to girls anywhere. In a Starbucks, on the street, in a movie theater, a yoga class, anywhere. Yeah. I was just very good because I was a comic. I was good at coming up with authentic but just fun ways.
Yeah.
Fun ways of meeting girls.
It's best,
than,
but, you know, even if
like
you just
for example, if a girl's at a gym, I just walk up to her and say, how much? And she'd be like, what do you mean? And I'd be like, how much do you charge for a personal session? You're super hot. Obviously,
you're a trainer,
and she's like, no, I just, okay, oh my God. So, of course, she's laughing, and it's just a fun way of starting a conversation. For example, I started filming one day. People were freaking out because I was doing something I was posting on these forums, these pickup forums, saying, hey, guys, don't go to clubs, don't spend money on booze, just tell girls they're good looking and be honest.
So, wait, just to clarify, the telling the girls they're good looking, being honest, that was the beginning of the Sasha Day Game channel, or did Sasha Day Game channel
that was,
on YouTube start with bad?
No. It started off with already. I was just like running around the streets, just hitting on girls and being silly and
gotcha.
It was the playfulness.
Yep.
I was just being playful. I was running up to girls and saying, your tits are amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And girls would go, oh my God. I'm like, what? It's true. They're amazing. What's wrong with saying, you know?
Sure.
I mean, what's wrong with saying, you know, your tits are amazing. You know, the whole point is you're saying what you want and you just don't give a rat's ass, you know? It's okay to be you and express yourself. And that was a revolutionary idea in the whole pickup scene at the time. Everything was about routines, inauthenticity, lying, manipulation, all of it. And I was like, drop all that, be yourself, have a good time.
Isn't it amazing that's a revolutionary idea being honest and just talking to people?
Oh, and playful. Yeah. I think that's really important. That he's talking about playfulness, and people are buying.
You don't want to be creepy. Right?
Right. Like they're buying into something new, right? And the thing that they're going to want to buy into is my life could be better and more playful with this person. So to be as playful as possible. It is hard to be playful with a new person and without being sort of creepy and weird, but again, you have to be ready for, you have to have a certain
failure.
Armor.
Right. And the key point here, really, and this is all the thing I would say the most right now to anyone that wants to meet an amazing person to connect with, man or woman, and it really comes down to authenticity. It means just being who you truly are all the time, because when you're really being who you are, you're going to attract someone
who
really likes you for who you are.
And that's
so much
better.
And then you can have an amazing, beautiful, long-term, whatever it is, whether you end up having boyfriend, girlfriend, polyamorous, marriage, babies, whatever, but at least it's real.
Right.
It's real. And so it's just like, so it really becomes, this is how I got into in the personal development, because it's about taking away those layers that aren't you, taking away the programming. You have to, society just programs us. You have to be this, pay your taxes, get this job, become a doctor, be successful. So now I have to pretend to be this successful guy to get girls. No, you have to be who you are. Your goal as a man is to be who you are truly, to live the life that you intended for yourself when you incarnated on this planet, to do what you're here to do. That's attractive. That's passionate. That's passionate living. That's what girls want to be around, a guy who's excited about who he is, about his life. That's all that matters.
And it's totally better, right? So you can, you know, every man dreams of this series of beautiful women moving in and out of his bed, in and out of his bedroom. And look, I get it. It's built into our DNA, and I understand. The fact is that it... having a authentic relationship with somebody you're happy with and you like spending time with gives you joy throughout the day, not just that, you know, hour.
hour or building a relationship with somebody. And Sasha, can you stick with us for another segment here?
Absolutely.
More coming up on Free Talk Live. We're at Anarchapulco 2018 at the beautiful Princess Resort. It's an absolutely fantastic day. Again, just weather's been killer here at Acapulco, Mexico. More coming up in moments with Sasha Daygame. This is Free Talk Live. All of it brought to you by Bitcoin.com.
Ike was such a sweet, lovable animal, and people would want to pet him, and they'd come up, and they'd get close to him, and it would be this instant, oh, my dad didn't want to touch him. It's like, ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Even after we'd give her a bath, she would still stink.
Very stinky, both bad breath and bad gas.
I asked the vet, and he said, some dogs are just stinky.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dinovite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients convinced me that it was definitely worth trying. After about a week, he started smelling normal. My husband and I were really kind of astonished.
Dinovite is nutrition.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
I got my Blink Home Security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. 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 I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and course, you're joining us here from Anarchapulco 2018, talking with all kinds of interesting folks here at the conference, and it's a sellout event. It is going to likely, I'm going to predict, sell out next year, because everybody's going back. Nobody here is saying, this conference sucks.
No.
They are loving this. And, Sasha, it's not your first year here, right?
No, third year.
Third year.
You're talking, yeah.
You've been to three, Mark. I've been to two. It's been a fantastic event. Sasha Daygame is with us here. I do want to let you know, of course, about blinkprotect.com. That's where you can go, /FTL, to get the Blink home security system, or maybe for your small office. Three wireless cameras for the price of maybe, well, some of the other guys will say a wired camera for. You can go to blinkprotect.com/FTL. It's super easy to set these things up because they're wireless. You don't have to drill holes and run wires through walls and all the hassles of hooking up security systems. Those are gone with blinkprotect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. All right, so Sasha, you were telling us about your YouTube channel and how your approach at picking up women, for lack of a better term, was to actually be genuine, honest, and fun, and, you know, tell women what you thought of them in the streets or wherever it is you happen to be. You made a lot of apparent YouTube videos about that. And at some point that parlayed into a podcast, but there's a few stepping stones there, so tell us more of your story.
Sure. Well, what I started to realize slowly, and I think many of us human beings are coming to this conclusion, is that you can't really fill that void that we all feel, where we want to be loved. You can't fill that up with anything other than self-love and have it be lasting. Some people turn to money, booze, drugs, relationships. All those things are temporary, and they don't work. Only when you truly...
What person could possibly provide you enough love to fill the hole that you have for lack of love for yourself?
Right.
Who has that kind of time? I mean, what person's going to make a hobby for the rest of their life of giving you the energy and that you need? It's not possible.
Right. The only way you're really going to be in an amazing relationship is when you truly, fully love and accept who you are already, and then you find someone who's also in that place, and then you can truly be together.
Right. Then I don't think you have to reach the end of the line to get that great relationship. I think you can be on the journey to finding self-love, which I believe to be a lifelong journey.
Absolutely.
You're always going to be uncovering areas where you have, you know, inconsistencies and areas where, I'm not as comfortable here as
That's
I could
right.
be, and that kind of thing. And if you find another person who's on that journey, then, yeah, you guys are going to have a great time.
Right.
Well, there's a certain mindset that you hear frequently that I think contributes to real negativity, which is that, oh, you complete me, which suggests that you're not already complete. And again, that's filling that hole, that vision. Whereas if you feel like you are complete and you do love yourself, then as you're saying, you're going to attract the right person to you who's then going to be a bonus. Like you're already complete, you're already having a great life. Then this person's adding to your life rather than completing you.
Exactly. And so after I realized that, you know, yes, okay, I can talk to girls now and I'm dating girls and blah, blah, blah. What more is there to life? And so I started an event called the Infinite Man Summit just to help men, again, get all their areas together. So, yes, okay, you've got a relationship, but what about having a healthy body? What about knowing about how to make, you know, keep this temple clean and feel good? What about finding your passion in life, your purpose? What about building an online business where you can serve others and help the planet and make a good living and travel the world?
And travel at the same time, yeah.
Absolutely. So many guys want to do this. And work on your spiritual connection. You know, what is the force that brought us here?
Yep.
You know, are we here randomly? I don't think so. I think we all have a purpose to be here. And discovering why we're here is huge.
Right.
Who you
and
are
I think
is
that
huge.
So many events out there are focusing on either just people generally or women specifically, but they don't spend any time focusing on a men and masculinity, whatever that might mean for that particular man and masculinity for him and, you know, and that sort of thing. And it's just... for me, I think that that's exactly what, in many cases, guys need.
Absolutely, yeah. It's really hard out there, and men just don't have a lot of support. You know, there's a lot of things that just are not discussed.
Yep.
And I think we all need support, but certainly men. So I've decided to focus on that niche and help the guys out there, you know, find their way to
so
becoming amazing guys.
What people expect at an Infinite Man conference?
To change their lives completely.
Okay.
I mean, it's really, there's no other way to put it. People go in there and they walk out completely changed. We had a woman come down called Becca Tsugani. She did something called Ecstatic Dance, which is really powerful. And it's just, it's basically, they play some amazing music and you're just free to express yourself. And that might mean anything. It might mean crying or screaming or yelling or running around or dancing like crazy. And I saw people literally take trauma that they've been holding onto for years and feel supported and loved in this room of men. And just let go. and people breaking down and crying. I mean, even just that, even just having a brother hold you and just cry,
yep.
just let it out, is so profoundly powerful. And again, it's one of those things that we're brainwashed, don't cry, suck it up, be tough. No, man, holding up and holding in your trauma and not letting it out turns people into axe murderers. I'm not kidding.
No
we
doubt.
Need to
no
get
doubt.
That trauma out of the system. So that's just one example. You know,
by the way, just for listeners listening here, the room noise has just increased by like 10 times because there must be 400 people that just piled out. Maybe
it's got to be more
600.
Than that.
Yeah. Crazy. Yeah.
I don't even know who's
the
speaking
room was
in there.
Full.
Right.
It was Roger Ver, so that's why.
Oh, Roger.
It was
oh, okay. Yeah. Wow. All right. Yeah, Roger Ver from Bitcoin.com, who we had on earlier.
Sasha, I want to talk real quick.
Make sure you get real close on that mic. I know you already are, but keep your voice loud.
Stay on the mics. Right. So I had an experience at an event. It was a Landmark Education event, and we did this one particular exercise where we did, we sat for, I don't know, maybe 10, maybe 15, maybe 20 minutes, I have no idea, just staring into another person's eyes, right? In my case, mm-hmm. I was paired with this firefighter from Tampa, and, you know, dude's jacked, right? You know, his short cropped haircut, everything you could expect, sort of the manly man thing. The fact that he even came to this event amazed me. Right? And he was so open, and it was such an amazing experience for me. Because for me, that 20 minutes looking into this guy's eyes, maybe it was 10, I have no idea how long it was. I was able to sort of tear down the wall between me and sort of masculinity, because that's what he looked like to me. He looked like masculinity to me. And it was like so powerful for me. I did get to see your ecstatic dance routine, you know, a couple of days ago on the beach. Amazing stuff.
I even that what you mentioned, eye gazing.
Yeah,
it's so powerful.
It is
just intimacy, just a bit of intimacy, just looking into someone's soul and just being there and just saying things like, I see you, I love you.
Yep.
You know, I acknowledge you. It's so powerful because so many men don't get that.
They don't get it.
We don't get intimacy. We don't get any heart to heart. Nothing.
It's laughable to even say that they should get it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Of course. I mean, dude, people can't even hug. Do you realize that? Do you realize how many people all over the world, like, you'll go to hug someone and they'll just arch their back and they'll kind of give you the side action. They'll pat your back a little because they can't even feel. They can't even just hold you for a moment and give you love. That's how closed off we are in our hearts. That's where we're at
today.
Absolutely. It's insane.
Right. And you're talking about this on a new podcast, or how long have you been doing it now?
Yeah, so about a year now, I've had a podcast, which I can't say the name of because it's got a curse word in, but I can tell you the URL, and it's woke.as. And you can imagine what the name is. It's the Woke As Something
there's
podcast.
There's an F word that comes
and
after
there's
that.
A word that comes after it.
Woke.as.
Woke.as. And it's just my, and in fact, I really resonate with what you said. We're all on the journey. Even if you don't know you're on the spiritual journey, you are. Because you're looking to be happy. You're looking for something to change your life so that you can feel joy in your heart. The problem is we looked in the wrong places.
Right.
The joy is inside of us.
Absolutely. If you want to keep it going, Mark, we can.
No, it's good.
Okay. That was awesome. I love it. Sasha Daygain, thank you for coming on Free Talk Live. Really appreciate it. Great to meet you today here at Anarchapulco 2018. Check him out at woke.as.
That'd be good.
We're coming up here, Free Talk Live at Anarchapulco 2018, brought to you by Bitcoin.com.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We are at Anarchapulco 2018. It's just an absolutely beautiful day here as we're actually recording interviews to air on our Tuesday night show. It's Sunday when we're doing this, and it's Cryptopulco, which means that the speakers throughout the day today are all cryptocurrency related. And, of course, the whole weekend here at Anarchapulco 2018 has been very heavy on the crypto. The sponsors here are, I don't know, mostly cryptocurrency-related sponsors,
yep.
I'd say, and it's just been fantastic. You're going to want to be here next year. It's a sellout crowd this year, so get your tickets soon over at anarchapulco.com. Joining me, I'm Ian Freeman here on Free Talk Live. Joining me here tonight, we've got the encrypted couple, Alex and Ingrid. Hey, welcome.
Hey, thanks. Everybody.
Thanks so much.
Yeah, we were actually interviewed by you guys, I think, a couple of days ago here at the conference. Yeah. You had me and Mark, who's out going to get me some tacos right now.
That's a good friend. Hey, you got to feed your people, man.
Absolutely.
Some good tacos.
I haven't even eaten yet today. So you did an interview of us about sort of how Free Talk Live got started and what it is. And, you know, we're on radio stations, etc. And you posted it to your Steemit page.
Yep.
Now, are you uploading the videos to YouTube or DTube or both?
Now, we prefer doing DTube, but unfortunately the Mexican internet is not that great.
Okay.
Or maybe we're being, you know, interfered with by net neutrality or who knows what's going on, but DTube isn't working that great right now, so we've been using YouTube.
It's good to have on multiple platforms.
Yeah.
And you are interviewing all kinds of people. You've been probably posting a lot of content here from what I was looking at compared to some of the other folks that might be, like, we're doing recording the show. So you're next to live, basically. You're doing an interview and you're kicking it out there. You're not doing any editing or anything like that, right?
No, we try to keep it as raw as possible.
Yeah, we like to do the nature scenes. We like to bring it to our listeners the way, like, we're having a conversation. Like, you came over to our house and we're friends. We want them to feel comfortable and build that rapport, and so we do it really organically.
So take it back to the beginning of The Encrypted Couple. You guys are a couple, I take it. You know, it's not like a show thing, right? Like, you guys are actually a couple.
Yeah, no, we're actually madly in love.
Okay.
Oh, baby.
And so at what point did one or both of you discover cryptocurrency? How'd that happen for you?
It was actually in high school. There were people who were using Bitcoin as a means to purchase items which would normally be unpurchasable.
Yep, and okay.
So, unfortunately, that's how most people found out about it. And so, immediately, there's this kind of stigma of, oh, this isn't necessarily a gigantic investment opportunity. This is just a means to buy something that a U.S. dollar could not. So,
sure.
That was unfortunate, but then in 2016, I started noticing that the Coinbase app was starting to get more popular. And I
amongst, you know, your friends, you mean?
Just in general, on the app store, I was noticing more downloads and whatnot. And so I was checking out this Bitcoin thing, and it's getting really popular. And, you know, prices were starting to swing so much.
Yeah.
And so then eventually they added Ethereum. And so that was my first altcoin purchase at $8 in
exciting.
Ethereum. So.
And the Ethereum is worth how much today?
Something like 100 times that amount. And
if only you'd hodled, baby.
Yeah.
Wait, you didn't hold on to it?
I thought I was an absolute genius making my first trade as a 300% gain.
I sold
around $30.
Yep.
And then it quickly shot to 75, and then 150, and then 300, and here we are.
And then I found out through crypto, just through some friends. A friend told me about it.
So you guys found out separately.
Yeah, I actually am pretty new to the game. I have no shame in letting you know that I got into crypto in November.
Welcome.
And I was actually told by an ex of mine that I couldn't get into crypto and that I probably couldn't read a white paper or figure it out. So actually now one of my favorite things to do when researching corn is to go straight to that white paper, baby. So for me, my interest really sparked as a single mom. I hadn't met Alex yet.
Uh-huh.
And
hadn't met him in November, so you guys are brand new.
We met, yeah, we're brand new.
Oh,
so
right.
This is early November, so
yeah.
This is like beginning of November, end of October, actually. So I, as a single mom working 10 hours a day, I'm like, oh, my God, this could provide freedom. As an activist and a person that wants world peace, I thought this could unite people together. So that's kind of where my interest was, freeing myself and then the freedom that I saw for everyone else. And when I met Alex, it was like a unifying thing that we both, both of our eyes lit up. We are both really excited. I was really excited of all the hours and hours and hours of research he had done and how he had really followed his heart when everybody was kind of against what he was doing.
Sure.
So I'm honestly super inspired by Alex. He's the reason I'm in the game and the reason I'm so inspired by it.
Right on, dude. And how old are you now? If you got into this when you were in high school, if you don't mind.
I am 23 right now.
23. All right. Good, good. So what sparked the genesis of the idea of, hey, let's do a video thing on YouTube? Where'd that come from?
Honestly, it just seems like cryptocurrency is becoming an exponentially more interesting subject as each year passes. And there are people of all age groups and all demographics from all over the world trying to find out any little bit of information that they can.
Yeah, people don't know anything about it. Like, the biggest confusion, I think, is people think they have to have a whole Bitcoin.
Yep. Bitcoin's the only thing that exists.
Right. So, yeah, there's a learning curve, and people got to get into it. So you were thinking about that?
Yeah, and so we kind of just looked at the biggest YouTube accounts. And,
for crypto?
And, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and just kind of thought, what could we contribute? And, you know, we just thought, let's use the couple aspect and show that we are both just as into this, and it's not like a male-dominated thing. Right now, we're at Anarchapuco.
Yep.
looking around, it looks like it's about 75% men here around that.
Let me tell you, as somebody who's gone to a lot of these crypto conferences over the years, for the last several years, this is a good ratio compared to the past.
Okay, yeah.
So
it's getting
I have been actually pretty impressed by the women that are here.
Yeah.
It's awesome. And
I think,
yeah.
Honestly, I think the liberty aspect is bringing a different crowd in.
Yeah, totally.
As well.
You're right.
The anarchy, the self-sustainability, all that stuff. There's
definitely.
There are different crowds that are coming in here, and they're getting introduced to cryptocurrency because of that. So you created this thing. Nobody had already done the couple with Bitcoin?
Well, our biggest competitors, it's actually called the Crypto Couple, because we would have done Crypto
you're
Couple.
You're the encrypted couple.
Yeah, we're the encrypted couple, like the Matrix, you know, so
yeah,
we're a little more complex. Crypto Couple's a little too basic for us, no offense. But Crypto Couple was big into BitConnect.
Okay.
And,
oh, boy, that was the scam, fraud, Ponzi thing that went crumbling down.
Yeah, and it was really interesting even watching the videos. They were not always together.
Jeez.
There was sometimes just him or just her. And so what we really wanted to show people is, hey, we really love each other. We really love crypto. And we can love each other and do crypto and do our lives together, not him do crypto, I do crypto. We can do that together. There's the story of the guy that his wife made him throw out his laptop that had, what, you know, how many bitcoins on it? You know, if she'd been sitting next to him and getting excited, too, thinking about them, the vacations and what they could build, maybe it would have been different.
Yeah, I feel like most people would have been like, babe, you go check the landfill. Okay.
Right. Yeah.
But, yeah, no, honestly, and with all that being said, there is multiple crypto couples, and it just seems like they all gave up.
You guys have a great rapport. I mean, when we were being interviewed, it seems like you got a good rapport for what you do, and sticking to it really is the most important aspect of this. You can look at the history of podcasts, which, you know, we're doing a radio show and a podcast here, but a lot of them, people give up. I run the Liberty Radio Network, which is a Liberty-oriented 24 hours, you know, streaming audio channel. But I won't even consider a podcast that hasn't been producing consistently for 6 months.
Wow.
I want weekly production for at least 6 months. Show me you're serious about this.
You know? Well, I think we just lowered your threshold then, because I think we've been in the game like four months or something like that.
Right.
So.
And we have over 100 videos.
Right on.
And so we at one point we're doing 2 videos a day for 30 days, which was really a big commitment.
It is.
So we're really dedicated, and the only time we don't upload videos is like when we're getting ready to come here.
But you're cranking them out right now. How many have you uploaded so far?
Oh, wow.
This weekend.
Oh.
I feel like since Anarchapuco, I feel like we've uploaded at least 10. So.
Yeah, it's a lot. I was scrolling down the list over on your Steemit page. Check them out. They are the Encrypted Couple. FireItUpConsulting.com is the best website for you for right now.
Yeah, that's our website.
And what do they search for on YouTube, Encrypted Couple?
Just Encrypted Couple will pop up right away. And actually, even if you search Crypto Couple, we're like the sixth one down. So.
Yeah, and I think if you search Sexy Crypto Couple, then we're the first one.
Awesome. Alex and Ingrid.
You can't see us, but we are pretty sexy. So.
Thanks so much. It's Free Talk Live from Anarchapuco 2018, brought to you by Bitcoin.com.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up 2 tubes of Dogasuds.
Get the 3rd tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogasud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogasuds. Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Hear that?
That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're at Anarchapulco 2018, just doing a bunch of bonus interviews. We are, you know, still here on Sunday as we're recording this, but this show's airing Tuesday.
I'm glad you let me know what day it is.
Yes, absolutely. Oh, you didn't know. You were lost in the haze of Anarchapulco.
Yeah. I believe it was the hippie sweat. It's really just, whew.
There's a good hippie contingent here at Anarchapulco 2018, and they're beautiful, wonderful people. Danny Sessom's here with us, kind of a, you know, one of our regulars. Always, if we're around and you're around, you're pretty much always on with Free Talk Live. TheCryptoShow.com. It is, I would say, the preeminent, maybe one of the longest lasting podcasts in the cryptocurrency world.
We've been on air for 4 years now.
Congratulations. Yeah. And you're doing, what, more than once a week now? How many?
We're always Wednesday and Sunday. I don't know, should I say the time? Because it would be a competition with yours. It doesn't matter. I mean, I guess this is not like regular, you know, mainstream radio. So
we put our competition on the Liberty Radio Network. So okay. It's like,
oh, there
it's
you
all
go.
Good. We
that's
love
right,
to share.
That's right, that's right. So we're 8 to 10 p.m., but don't listen to us live.
Is that Central or Eastern?
Central.
Okay.
So if you want to listen to us, make sure it's on LRN.FM.
Which, of course, you can't actually know when to listen exactly. On LRN, we program a podcast loop, and you're part of that, that loop. Which means you're heard amongst a couple dozen other libertarian podcasts. And of course, you guys are also liberty-oriented people that are hosting this show. So it's not like, you know, you've got statists that are talking about how crypto needs to be regulated, right?
Oh, no. We give out tax information, things like that. No. No, we never do that. Don't pay your taxes.
Exactly. What taxes? They're not my taxes.
Yeah.
I'm not going to pay those things. So thecryptoshow.com is where you can go to check more of them out. You've been doing a bunch of interviews here this weekend, right?
Yeah. We just had fun doing some debate with Roger Ver.
Another debate.
Because
you guys did one at last year's, right?
Yeah. So, yeah.
Who did he debate this year?
Juan Galt. And there was actually...
Is that his birth name?
No, I doubt
okay.
that. But, you know, he had the, of course, Bitcoin Core position and...
Bitcoin Core is sort of the legacy, old, expensive, slow
right.
Bitcoin.
Right.
And then Roger's taking the Bitcoin Cash side.
Exactly. And then from Andreas Antonopoulos' podcast is Jonathan Mohan, who okay. was the dissenting voice against both. You know, he's more of a centrist, so he was kind of calling BS on both of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just a... I don't know why they keep arguing about it. I mean, it is fun to watch, I guess, to some extent.
Oh, no, the funnest part, the funnest part was, unbeknownst to them, there was a huge dash sign in front of the table, and they didn't know it was there. So while they're arguing over which mm-hmm. Bitcoin is a better Bitcoin... There was the answer right in front of them.
You know, so Dash was sponsoring Free Talk Live for, like, I think most of the year. Mm-hmm. The contract or agreement just expired, and we just haven't gone to renew. Nothing, you know, something personal against Dash. We kind of talked like, well, we've definitely brought some attention to Dash, and
yeah.
maybe there'll be opportunities to work together again in the future. I still use it almost, you know, every day, basically, in Keene, New Hampshire, because every single cryptocurrency-accepting business, which started with Bitcoin, is now accepting Dash.
Yeah, like the Bitcoin Shop, man. Huge shout out to those guys with their
Absolutely.
Their AnyPay platform. That's great.
It's so awesome. And yeah. that's what actually enabled this for us, because for the longest time, BitPay, which has been the king, the juggernaut of, and really the only player
yeah.
until AnyPay, of merchant accepting services, meaning like having a physical location, point of sale with a tablet to accept cryptocurrency from customers.
Yeah.
BitPay was it, and for a long time, all they said if you asked was, nope, we're just Bitcoin.
Yeah.
And so when Bitcoin's fees started hitting $5, $10, you know, even $2 or whatever per you know, transaction, it just became impossible for people to justify spending Bitcoin. So all these cryptocurrency accepting businesses, their sales, which weren't very large in the first place, you know, to Bitcoin customers,
right.
dropped off the radar. And it's like, we've got to do something here. So AnyPay comes to the rescue at AnyPay.global with an app that actually, on launch, accepted both Bitcoin Core and Dash, and now has expanded
right.
to Dogecoin and others.
You know, something that's really interesting. So I started off with, you know, pimping Bitcoin everywhere, knocking on all the businesses' doors, saying, man, this is
yeah.
the greatest thing ever. You've got
it
to
was.
Accept this. And I got... a buttload of businesses to do it. And then they all dropped out because
oh, no.
there was too many problems.
Well, that's unfortunate.
I did all that for free.
Right.
And I feel like, you know, I feel like I was robbed now that I wasted all that time doing that, that they've dropped out because of the actions of Bitcoin or whoever is in charge of this.
Yeah.
But with Dash, I'm able to be rewarded
for
my efforts.
Yeah.
And I think it's really cool that I can take not only the radio, you know, our radio show, and get sponsored by that, but I actually took my construction business, and I'm
right
able
on.
To roll that into it. So, you know, I'm building houses here in Mexico for earthquake victims, and
yes.
this is part of our funding from Dash. So, you know, you got to think of it like that. Like, what's your what's your specialty? What do you do that's good? What do you think that you do that brings value to the world? Now, take that and apply it to Dash, and how could you use that to push Dash forward? So I'm using my construction business to make a positive impact for the world. Like, here's this anarchy where we're supposed to be helping the world because we don't need the government. Well, I'm doing it.
So
I'm
Dash
doing
is,
it.
Dash is doing, like, humanitarian outreach,
exactly.
basically.
Yeah, no, Dash... See, that's the thing. It's not Dash's idea. It's my idea.
Sure.
And I put it forward. It can be your idea.
It's the individuals
yeah.
who make up Dash, who are the masternodes, basically.
Exactly.
Which are, what, around 4,500, 5,000, somewhere
yeah,
in that range?
Exactly.
Of the masternodes who vote on proposals. So you're talking about, you have made proposals. One
right.
would be to support the crypto show.
Right.
As a sponsor. Right.
Right.
And then the other would be to do the construction
thing.
Well,
it's
thing.
Actually all, it's all in one.
Is it? Okay.
It's all actually one proposal. That,
oh, interesting.
That, I kind of
that,
stacked it together, and then there's
you think that increases the chances that it'll pass?
Well, for me, what I think the benefit is that we're advertising on the show.
Yep.
That's one thing. Now we're doing these humanitarian efforts. So now you want to talk to me about it. So I'm expanding it to your show. I'm expanding it to other shows. So
right.
my reach is much farther now.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Than just my show, because now everybody else's show wants to find out what am I doing with Dash? This is really cool.
And what is happening with Dash? Like, what's some of the latest news out of the Dash community?
Oh, so the latest, you know, they've integrated into Uphold, so you can just buy it just about anywhere. I think
really?
Bit Refill, so that you can top up your phone everywhere. Yeah. I'm working on getting it integrated into Bitso. That's the third prong of my proposal, is I'm getting it integrated into Bitso.
Here. What's that?
That's the Mexican Bitcoin Exchange.
Oh,
and
that's cool.
The other thing I'm working on is getting it integrated into every OXXO in Mexico.
No way.
Yes.
Hold on. Okay, so, I mean, I've only been to Acapulco, but these things are on every block, more than one per block,
15,000.
In all of Mexico.
15,000.
Do they have anything outside of Mexico? Are they in
all over? They are all over Latin America, everywhere. They're in Colombia. I was in Colombia a month ago?
This is a convenience store.
Yes.
And do they do a lot of gas, or is there no gas?
Sometimes they are at gas stations, but the gas is actually separate. That's a Pemex. It's actually government. The government owns all the gas.
Do they? I was wondering about that.
Yeah, so... But it's much bigger than 7-Eleven. Like, there
it's
are
huge.
Only a few 7-Elevens
in
comparison.
Yeah, I did spot one here.
Yeah.
I think I spotted one of them. So, okay. I mean, obviously, that's a big deal. If you could make cryptocurrency happen in any kind of massive chain like that, whether it's OXXO or Walmart or whatever, I mean, that's mass adoption. That's a huge penetration.
Well, so what I'm actually focusing on, so there's a certain app that allows people to send money back and forth to each other through OXXO here in Mexico.
Is it their app?
It's their. It's an app called Alibre.
Okay.
And what I'm working on getting them to integrate cryptocurrency in the back end so that I can get Mexicans or basically anybody in Latin America to use Dash to send to their family in Mexico. Now that person has Dash. They put it on the back end of their app. Go to OXXO and get their money. And they didn't contribute a dime to the wall.
Yeah.
See?
Yes, thank you.
I mean, that's the thing.
Thank you.
Is with Western Union, and this is what Trump said. Hey, we're going to make Mexico pay for the wall by, you know, putting tariffs and whatever on Western Union and all these other things. So
what they call remittances.
Right. So why would anybody in Mexico or someone who lives in the U.S. who's trying to send money to their family want to pay for
the
wall?
No. No, this is something that people were doing anyway, right?
Right.
More savvy folks who want to send money home to their family, whether it's to Mexico or India or wherever.
Right.
Bitcoin was historically the way to do that, but now because of the fees and because of the fact that Bitcoin Core just won't fix, or maybe they will eventually. I hope they do, but so far it's just been broken for so long to use Bitcoin. There has to be something else that people can use, and there are now. There are so many different choices. We don't know what's going to dethrone Bitcoin, but I suspect that at some point we're going to see Bitcoin Core get taken down from number one. You think that's going to happen? I think 2018. It seems
I don't think it's going to really go anywhere. I think it'll just become the store of value they want. But
why would someone store value in a thing that you can store value in all the rest of them that actually work? You know, like, I don't want to sell just because I'm afraid to at this point. Dash.org, that's one of the things you're repping here. And Denny Seslin is with us from thecryptoshow.com. Thanks for coming on Free Talk Live as always,
no
man.
No problem.
Much appreciated. Enjoy the rest of the day.
All right.
Anarchopoco 2018.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.